Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is a genius idea. Absolutely genius idea from Tim and Savage. So today is Tuesday, and normally every Tuesday we have John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, join us on the show. But don't worry, there wasn't some sort of undisclosed medical emergency that took him out of pocket. No, he's traveling today, so he's going to be with us tomorrow. So it's going to be an unwoke Wednesday on the show. But Tim and Savage is just right. We could have faked it. We could have put one of those cheap fake videos together that they were claiming that we had this ability to do. We could have just recorded something with John Jackson. We could have used old recordings, and we could have probably done an entire hour based off of all of the Tuesdays that John Jackson has joined us on this show. We could have just used a recording, and made it sound like he was just joining us on the phone lines, like he was really here when he's not here. I mean, just brilliant idea from Tim and Savage. For those who hadn't heard it yet here, Charlie Kirk shared this on Instagram. He said, it sure sounds like a very strange slip-up. So Kamala Harris, you know, was just cackling up a storm after she was able to pull off this palace coup attempt. You know, for 3 years, she lied about Joe Biden's competency and his cognitive capabilities. For a whole 3 years, she has lied about Joe Biden. In fact, maybe I should play that first here. Here we go. This is from Hannity last night.
She lied. She covered up. She was the liar in chief. Take a look.
We have a very bold and vibrant president in Joe Biden.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
He is an extraordinary leader, and I wish that people could see what I see, because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election.
If there was a problem...
I'm not lying. I'm telling you a fact.
But if there ever is a problem...
Yeah.
Do you think that you could go tell the American public? Do you think in your role that you're in a position to do that?
Of course, if necessary, but there's no need for that.
All right, so meanwhile, Joe Biden pulls off this palace coup attempt. Nobody has seen nor heard, well, maybe you've heard from Joe Biden here. They haven't seen him at all. Apparently, he's going to show up back at the White House today. But listen to this phone call or recur.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call, and we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do everybody here.
It's mutual.
Did you hear? There goes the cackling. Did you hear her say that? And we've got him on the the call. Was that a slip up or what?
Securing America.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle found no friends in Republicans and Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, frustrated with her lack of answers. Democrat Jared Moskowitz of Florida wanted to know if anyone was going to be held accountable.
Are you prepared to fire them?
I don't have an answer as to whether...
Well, then how can there be accountability?
Cheadle acknowledging the assassination attempt on former President Trump was the, quote, most significant operational failure at her agency in decades. Some Democrats have joined a growing list of Republicans calling on her to resign or be fired. But Cheadle tells lawmakers she thinks she is the, quote, best person to lead the Secret Service at this time. Local law enforcement and the director of the FBI are scheduled to testify before Congress this week. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
By
what night?
Hey, have you guys ever been to one of these indoor golf simulators? It's like there's usually a restaurant and a bar, and then these golf simulators, you can bring your own clubs, play a round of golf, all indoors. Well, coming up this Thursday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Kalispell in advance of the Governor's Cup golf tournament put on by the Montana Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be broadcasting from the Clubhouse Lounge in Kalispell. They've got an indoor golf simulator. It's going to be a very cool show. That's coming up Thursday. Lots more in the meantime, too.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I was so glad that Jim in Kalispell called into the show yesterday. And in fact, Jim, you can call back again today if you want to as well. I know your cell phone kind of broke up yesterday during the show, and because I wanted to keep the conversation going. 406-294-0970, not only for Jim in Kalispell, but for all of you, you can jump in on the conversation. We've got the phone lines open. God, unless I'm missing something on my calendar, we've got the phone lines open for the next 2 hours, just under 2 hours here on Montana Talks. You can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. But man, Jim in Kalispell, I always get a kick out of Jim in Kalispell. Back in 2012. 12 years ago, he called in to the radio show I was hosting at the time, 12 years ago, and said, he's got a prediction. He wants to bet me. He'll bet me a dinner at a restaurant in the Flathead. Now, he never paid up on his debt, but that's okay, Jim. Don't worry about it. That's all right. We got busy schedules, so that's okay. But he bet me that Barack Obama was going to win Montana in the primary or in the the general election. Now, that never happened, but of course, Obama did win the presidency in 2012. Once again, he did win re-election. But anyway, so Jim is a big Obama guy. He's a big Biden guy. I mean, it didn't matter how bad things got these past 3 years, the invasion of illegal aliens targeting our reservations in particular with fentanyl, meth, and crime and violence. Didn't matter, you know, the fact that that nationally energy costs have skyrocketed 30% for electricity nationally alone. I mean, Montanans and Americans are losing $12,000 a year because of all the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation. Doesn't matter that we're on the brink of World War III. It doesn't matter that Ukraine got invaded under Joe Biden's watch and not under Donald Trump's watch. It doesn't matter. Jim is going to be riding with Biden no matter what until now. Now he is all in on Kamala Harris. He actually compared Joe Biden to George Washington yesterday. The guy who helped found this country being compared to the guy who is destroying this country right now. I was just like, wow, man, these guys will say anything to prop up a false narrative right now. It was just so over the top. And then Kamala Harris, I mean, give me a break. But back to Biden for just a second here. To compare this guy who is destroying the country to a guy who helped build and lay the foundation for this country, it was the same talking points that you heard over and over again on all the fake news media. Sound bites and the talking points that were clearly put out by the Democrat Party. Hey, Joe Biden is very angry. He's crying over his ice cream cone right now, if he's able to, because he was kicked to the curb and he is ticked. His family is ticked. And so Joe Concha, I think this is something, some of you may have heard this clip already, but I want Jim and Kalispell to be able to hear this as well, because or everybody who heard Jim and Kalispell's phone call yesterday to somehow suggest that, oh, Joe Biden is this magnanimous leader who did what's best for the country instead of himself. Joe Biden has done nothing but serve himself and his family for 40 plus years in Washington, D.C. He is not deserving of our sympathy. Donald Trump is the one who has risked it all and nearly lost his life a little over a week ago who is it's Donald Trump who is sacrificed for this country. So we're not just buying this fake narrative about Joe Biden doing what's best for the country. Listen to what Joe Concha said earlier on Fox and Friends First.
If I got to see this unselfish comment one more time, guys, that he did this for the country. He went out kicking and screaming. He did not want this to happen. His own party forced him out, not for good of country, not because they're unselfish, because they know this man had no shot of winning. So now they want a do-over after they destroyed the primary process. As for all these emotional outbursts that we saw on the air yesterday, Carly, this is just another sign of an overall theme of this campaign, and that is weakness versus strength.
All right, there you go. That's just part of what Joe Concha had to say, but spot on, spot on. Spare us this fake, phony narrative once again. All right, we got to talk about this Secret Service director hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, so I'm glad we got a couple callers on the phone lines that want to take us there right now. Let's start with Lonnie in Billings. Lonnie, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I got three items. The first one is sloped foreheads and roofs. Now, they talk about the sloped building, but everybody is seeing the picture of the counter snipers with their tripods on top of a sloped roof, and nobody mentions that. I don't quite get that. And then number two is everybody, it doesn't matter who's there. Nobody is allowed to mention the fact that you can go to a Dominion voting machine, reset in life mode, and change the votes however you want to, or put in a flash drive or access it to the internet. Interesting come November. And the third item is this so-called Senator Tester. I mean, he's been eating at the public trough for so long that I think he needs to look at it. I mean, if you gave the guy nothing left of it.
What was that last line there? If you gave the guy what?
If you gave Chester an enema, there wouldn't be anything left.
Okay. Yeah, your cell phone signal was breaking up a little bit, so I was trying to listen to what point three was there. Point one, though, I mean, spot on. Well, we couldn't have counter snipers on that roof because it was too sloped. The snipers that were there were on a steeper roof than that one. I mean, the Secret Service director said that.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Republican House and Senate members eluded questions from the Congressional Press Corps for years when former President Trump did or something outrageous, or at least just made news. "I don't read the tweets," was the famous reply of former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Others made themselves scarce to reporters, but if you spoke frankly to those GOP members, many would say candidly they didn't like former President Trump or didn't support him. They just had to finesse it in public. Suddenly, congressional Democrats face a similar dilemma. Most Democrats love President Biden, but privately many just believe he's no longer up to the task. So they give opaque statements about President Biden or don't directly endorse Mr. Biden's bid, but declare, "I'm with Joe." Such was the case in recent days when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer deployed that phrase three times in less than a minute. Art of the deflection is one tool. Another option is not to respond to questions at all. That's why many Senate Democrats recently took a car from the Senate wing of the Capitol to meet with Biden officials in a building just a few hundred yards away. That way, they could dodge pesky reporters. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, our previous caller just pointed one angle out about the sloped roof. That's one angle of how this Secret Service director, how Joe Biden's Secret Service director is straight up lying and hiding information from members of Congress. Oh, well, the roof had just had too deep of a slope on it. The counter snipers that we saw on the other videos were on a steeper incline than that one. I mean, I put up Christmas lights on a steeper roof than that. You mean to tell me that the best of the best serving in the Secret Service can't handle a little bit of an incline here? Nobody's buying it. In fact, it was such a bad hearing for the Secret Service director that even Jamie Raskin, the lead Democrat on that committee, is joining calls for her resignation.
Lawmakers were downright angry with Director Cheadle as calls for her to step down grow on both sides of the aisle. This did not go well for her. The embattled director dodged a lot of questions about the investigation, really gave no answers, saying that a report would be coming out in about 60 days. She did take full responsibility for what she said was the worst security failure since President Reagan was shot back in 1981, despite saying that she still believes that she is the best person to lead this agency in this moment.
Now, Russ in Billings listened in on either the hearing or the coverage of that hearing yesterday and sent us this message on our Montana Talks app. Russ said this, "Good day. I listened to a number of responses that the U.S. Secret Service director gave members of Congress. I can't believe she is that incompetent or negligent, which only leaves one other option for her behaviors. That would be complicit." That was the message from Russ in Billings. Ellen sent us a message. I'm not sure where she's listening in at, but Ellen says this. "In typical Democrat form, Representative Jamie Raskin has turned the attempted assassination into a guns issue, specifically the AR rifle, which stands for Armalite, not assault. He is specifically diverting attention from the failure of the Secret Service director in providing protection adequately. Again, another Democrat wasting the money and time of the American people." That's a good point by Ellen, that they tried to turn this hearing into being about you and your freedoms and your right to defend yourselves and your gun rights. Have you ever noticed how they always take their failures and never hold anybody actually accountable for their failures, but they try to take their failures as an excuse to take away your freedoms? We see that time and time again, don't we? And Ellen, thanks for that email. Let's go to Les in Livingston. Les, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Yeah, I watched the hearing yesterday and just made my blood boil and how ridiculous it was. But my comment is, what's lost in it? And it's bad enough that it was a assassination attempt on the president, Trump. They completely ignored the fact that a father was killed and two other guys are in the hospital fighting for their lives. I would have had great big pictures of Trump and his bloody face and that father and his family and the two guys in the hospital staring her right in the face so that she could see that this is more than just trying to kill President Trump. What about the lives that were lost?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, they just completely ignored it. And even the questions from Congress people, I was disappointed that they didn't focus more in on that, the fact that somebody was killed in this thing, you know? And others are fighting for their lives. It's just...
Yeah, they could have kind of like how President Trump at the convention and they to honor the firefighter who gave his life,
yeah.
Comparatory, they put his firefighting jacket on the stage and his helmet. And, you know, one of these members of Congress could have symbolically had the same presentation on display at this deal there to remind people. Now she's admitting that it was a failure, but she's not taking responsibility for any failures either.
Yeah. Oh, it's an ongoing investigation. That's your classic go-to every time they screw up. With you know, anything they touch, they screw up. So it's an ongoing. Well, you know, it'll be months before you know, they always got an excuse.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yeah, they always got an excuse. And in the Biden-Harris regime, nobody is ever held accountable for their failures. I mean,
no.
Kamala Harris has been a failure. They get to fail up. They get rewarded for their failures. She is being rewarded for her failures these last 3 years. Just like
she should have been fired for the border.
Alejandro Mayorkas was never, I mean, John Tester immediately moved to dismiss the impeachment charges against him. If you fail in this administration, you either keep your job or you fail upwards. Pete Buttigieg has been a failure at the Department of Transportation, still on the job. I mean, we could go on and on down the list.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible how incompetent these people are. It just boggles my mind sometimes, and the stupidity and how they just, shrug it off like, oh, well, let's move on to the next thing that we can mess up.
It's almost as if failure is their actual objective. Failure, you know, and decline is their actual objective. But then again, if they want to transform this country into something else, what do they have to do? They have to destroy what this country already is. They have to tear down every institution.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. We could have won that war if it wasn't political.
Hey, God bless you, by the way. Hey, by the way, you know, I wasn't alive yet. Because I grew up in the Reagan 80s, so we loved our Vietnam veterans. I was raised to love and respect our Vietnam veterans. So I wasn't around when our Vietnam veterans were being spit on. Was it left-wing activists? Who were the people that were typically spitting on our great Vietnam veterans when they came home? I've always kind of wondered that.
Was it a
mixture?
Like it was a little mixture, the hippies, the people that just, I don't know where their morals and attitudes were, but I came home in 69 and landed in Salt Lake City, and fortunately nobody spit on me. My wife handed me my three-month-old son, and I went about my life the next day. So I guess I was fortunate, but, you know, I know soldiers that came home to L.A. or Atlanta or New York, and they got, you know, the spit on and all that good stuff. Livingston, I know I go around town, and there's a lot of veterans here, and everybody is so nice, and they thank me for my service. And
that's great.
It really feels good.
Well, that's great. Well, you deserve that welcome home, and it sounds like you had a good welcome home getting to see that that three-month-old baby that some soldiers didn't get to see. So, but you all deserve a good welcome home, and thanks for your service.
Thanks for yours, too, Eric.
Well, I get thanked enough, but no, thank you. Thank you very much. And the reason why us younger, well, we're not so young anymore, Iraq and Afghanistan veterans get thanked as much as we do, it's because of the boots on the ground and the hard work put in by our great Vietnam veterans like you over the years. I was trying to find it. Back to this Secret Service. And again, thanks for the phone call, too. 294-0970 if you want to jump in on the conversation. But, big thanks to Les and Livingston for that phone call. I thought I printed it out. Maybe I didn't. I know I saw it. Here it is, right here. Okay, good. John Jackson, I'll tell you, this studio is a mess. I've got news articles, commentary pieces, Fox News radio stuff everywhere because you never know what people are going to want to talk about, and you just got to always prepare for a program like this. So here it is. This was sent out by the Gun Owners of America. Democrats are weaponizing the House oversight hearing on the Secret Service's failure to protect President Trump to push a total ban on AR-15s. The Gun Owners of America then followed up that post via X saying, Democrats aren't interested in protecting President Trump or figuring out how U.S. Secret Service allowed an assassination attempt on a former U.S. president. Instead, Representative Raskin is calling, quote, to pass a ban on the AR-15 and other assault weapons. Oh, but Montana Democrats will tell you, oh, we don't want to take away your guns. Yeah, right. Right. Here you go. The Gun Owners of America shared this audio.
What happened in Butler shows why even closing these loopholes, however, will not keep assault weapons out of the hands of potential assassins and mass murderers. Under federal law and in the vast majority of states, even young people not old enough to buy a beer legally can legally purchase and own the AR-15 and carry it in public. The shooter in Butler used his father's AR-15. We have to find the courage and resolve to pass a ban on the AR-15 and other assault weapons.
See, their failure becomes your problem. They use their failures to try to strip away your rights. Georgia in Billings, thanks for the call.
Yes, I'm calling because I visited a friend in Bozeman this weekend, and we kept talking about voting, and he has a different impression than I do as far as voting. And when you go to get your driver's license, it requires you to have two pieces of paper stating that you live someplace, or a water bill, or a electric bill. And that's how you get your driver's license. When you go to vote, and I've been involved in elections.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, because we've got to take a quick break here. But Georgia, hold that thought, because I don't want you to get cut off mid-stride there, talking about voter ID, important stuff. So stand by. We'll start with your call next.
Democracy 24.
Vice President Harris said in her first comment since President Biden announced he wasn't running for president and endorsed her that his first-term accomplishments are unmatched. She said he was doing much better after contracting COVID and looks forward to getting back out on the road. She then flew to Delaware to visit camp headquarters in Wilmington.
I wanted to say to the team, embrace her. She's the best.
And President Biden called in to the staff meeting.
I want people to remember that what we have done has been incredible. And we get so much more we're going to get done.
The president has not been seen since he got off a plane in Delaware on July 17th with COVID. Harris herself then spoke.
It was important for me to continue with his role of leadership in this office, of like him, who has said for many, many, many months, and I say it today, thank you all so very much for what you are doing.
The Harris campaign announced it's raised $81 million in 24 hours since she said she would run for and earn the Democratic nomination. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Kamala Harris went to Wilmington yesterday to thank the campaign staff. President Biden called in with rambling remarks. I think that was a mistake. But she really took it to Donald Trump. She said that she used to prosecute cases of sexual abuse. Donald Trump was found guilty of sexual abuse. She said that I took on the big banks. Trump found guilty of 34 counts of fraud. But she was also careful to lay out some kind of second term agenda. Building up the middle class will be the defining goal of my presidency. He gave huge tax cuts to big corporations. She'll protect Social Security and Medicare. And, of course, she talked about abortion rights. Not everything she said was true or was an exaggeration. She said Trump would sign a national abortion ban. He would specifically deny that. But finally, she acted like she was the person, not Joe Biden, at the top of the ticket. The message, of course, was to the audience out there. And it really was a reintroduction to the country. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. They're trying to hunt down some of the most dangerous fugitives in the country, but recently deputy U.S. Marshals throughout the country tracked down some of the most innocent people, children. Named Operation We Will Find You Too, it's a nationwide effort to locate some of the 300,000 kids reported missing each year. Deputy U.S. Marshals involved say the children they're looking for out on the streets are at risk for trafficking, exploitation, and drug abuse. So there's a real sense of urgency to find the kids before they disappear for good. In total, U.S. Marshals rescued more than 200 throughout target areas like Phoenix, Arizona, South Florida, Northern California, and Western Michigan. The youngest found was just 5 months old. U.S. Deputy Marshals say after they locate a child, the state places them in a stable and safe environment. And if they run away again, they'll track them down again, whenever it takes to show them that someone cares and their life matters. In Los Angeles, Jeff Paul, Fox News.
Hey, have you guys ever been to one of these indoor golf simulators? It's like there's usually a restaurant and a bar, and then these golf simulators, you can bring your own clubs, play around the golf, all indoors. Well, coming up this Thursday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Kalispell in advance of the Governor's Cup golf tournament put on by the Montana Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be broadcasting from the Clubhouse Lounge in Kalispell. They've got an indoor golf simulator. It's going to be a very cool show. That's coming up Thursday. Lots more in the meantime.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths
to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. We had a listener in Shepherd say this. I'm checking our messages on our Montana Talks app. In fact, I saw one from Tim in Billings, and I was like, oh, do we have some breaking news? Yes, we do. Stand by for that here. But listener in Shepherd says, have we gotten proof of life for Joe Bite Me since the letter surfaced yet? I mean, they had that audio, but why wasn't he on camera? Why wasn't he on camera? That was. And then why did Kamala Harris say, Joe, it's so nice to have you on the call? Jay in Billings, current U.S. Secret Service director, is a Dorito and Lay's potato chip guard. Give her a forklift and she would destroy the warehouse. She is no more qualified to lead the Secret Service than she is qualified to lead a mission across borders to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. How much money has PepsiCo executives and its investors donated to the Democrat power machine? Very good question, Jay. Very good question. But then I just saw, this was the most recent message that we got on our Montana Talks app, and I noticed I had a text message from Tim in Savage as well. Tim in Billings has the breaking news for us. Cheadle, that is the Secret Service director, Cheadle resigned about a week late, Tim in Billings says, and I've just now seen it. Got a Fox News alert. Secret Service director resigns in wake of Trump shooting. And then Travis found an ABC News story for us as well here. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, who came under scrutiny for the agency's failure to prevent the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, has resigned, according to two sources familiar with the decision. So, yeah, there's some breaking news for you. So she resigned. She is holding herself accountable. When are the rest of these, what are the rest of these, let's just say, folks in the Biden-Harris administration going to resign? Look, if Kimberly Cheadle can acknowledge her failures now and resign, Kamala Harris should acknowledge her failures and resign. Joe Biden should acknowledge his failures or inability to do the job and step down and resign. Now, I forgot where I was even going to go with the show here. That's right. I got to go back to Georgia in Billings. Georgia, you were talking with a friend in Bozeman, talking about, you know, the steps you got to go through to get a driver's license. And anyway, what more did you want to share? Thanks for sticking around.
You do not have to prove that you are a citizen to vote.
Crazy.
And when you get a driver's license, all you have to prove is two pieces of identification with your name on, such as a water bill or a rental receipt. When you go to register, and we register the day of the election, anybody that walks up, okay, again, you have to bring two forms of identification, a rental receipt or a water bill, whatever, with your name on. Then you are registered and allowed to vote. I was shocked that my friend didn't know that you didn't have to prove that you were a citizen. The only time that you have to prove that you're a citizen is to get a passport, and that's all. But people come up with a driver's license and a water bill and are registered. They are voted, are able to vote. They go into a pile called provisional ballots, which they do a second look, but basically at the end of the day, they're all put in one pot. So people think that Trump, and I'm a Trumper, is going to win this easily. Here we have 15 to 20 million people come into the USA and basically are able to vote. Now, my girlfriend said, well, they can't just go in because they don't know our language and that. And I said, I have lived in South Dakota and personally seen a bus show up, people in line. They hand him $25, this is years ago, and say, vote for this person. And they get on the bus and go vote.
Well, and they've got get out the vote efforts in other languages, so they don't care if you can speak the language or not. No, that's a good reminder, Georgia. Thanks for that message. Because and look, Republicans have been trying to force this to where you have to prove citizenship before you can vote in our elections. Democrats have been voting against it by and large and resisting it. John Tester, this fake, phony, flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced John Tester, voted to continue counting illegal aliens in the U.S. Census because he wants to strip away power from Montana. He wants to strip away power from Montanans. He wants these states that have more illegal aliens in them to get more political power. He wants New York and California to take away power from Montana. And then your point about the whole passport thing. Yeah, isn't it interesting the hoops you got to jump through to leave this country? But yet you can break into this country and they don't even, force you to prove you're a citizen before you can vote on the future of this country. Georgia, thanks for the call. Hey, this is a great phone call. I was hoping he'd call in. Last week when the Republican National Convention was underway, saw some great photos of the Montanans who were there. There was one young man, he had the biggest smile on his face. You could just tell this guy was optimistic about the future of our country while he was there. With the fellow conservatives and President Donald Trump and the rest of them at the Republican National Convention last week. Last week, I went and did an event from Hardin, and we had a great event at the Outlaws Cafe, and right across the street was Lammers Trading Post. Gail Lammers wasn't there because he was back at the Republican National Convention, but Gail Lammers is now on the phone lines. Gail, great to hear from you.
Hey, Aaron, I appreciate you getting me on. Really good to talk to you this fine morning. How's things?
Hey, it's going great. I tell you, I've heard you're running for the state legislature, and I've heard great things. Paul Green was serving in that neck of the woods. He then was asked to serve as the state commerce director, and yep. So you've now stepped up to run in that neck of the woods. But I've just heard your family business there is what, over 100 years old?
Yep, we've been working with the local tribes and the local community, ranchers, farmers, and the tribes for the last 100 years, We've built up a great trust. And, yeah, I'm the acting legislator for 41, House District 41. I replaced Paul there. And, well, I, was appointed there, and that was quite the process. And now I'm running for Senate District 21 from Ashland all the way out to South Billings. And, you were talking about the convention, and, oh, boy, what an experience. I think a lot of people were worried that there was going to be some kind of an air of vengeance or something like that. But, man, it couldn't be more the opposite. It was just unity. And when I say unity, I mean everybody. I mean, we're ready to take everybody in our camp that's ready. Republicans, Democrats, whatever, It just seemed like a fantastic air there. And, I'd also like to think, when Hulk Hogan went and he started ripping that shirt off, like the old Hulk did.
Yeah.
I like to think that's the point where Biden said, call him up. I think I'm out of this race.
Oh, wasn't that incredible? I wasn't even a WWF fan as a kid, but that was great. I mean, I was just rolling at the house. I couldn't imagine being there for it in person.
The atmosphere was unbelievable. Like I said, unity. There was no atmosphere of vengeance or let's get them. It was just really togetherness and let's get this country together. And that's what my big platform is. So I was just relieved to have that. And just an unbelievable experience. I mean, you run into Vivek Ramaswamy. I said hi to him. I was in the bathroom there at the convention, and I look, and here's Don Jr. just washing his hands. And I thought to myself, boy, I'd love to shake this guy's hand, but I just got done using the bathroom.
It'd be a little awkward right now, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. But, no, we got to talk to get a picture. But just moments like that and moments, there wasn't a dry eye in the place when they brought out the Gold Star families of the Afghanistan Abbey Gate. It was just so many amazing moments. It was just a real pleasure and a real honor to represent Montana out there.
Well, what a great firsthand report. And, while you were back at the Republican National Convention, we did our event from Hardin, and then I got to go out to Crow Agency, and they had an incredible song and dance celebration. And
yep.
But I know talking with one of my friends there who's a, you know, prominent leader in the Crow Nation, he was saying great things about you and just how much love and respect you have for the Crow Nation and for the Crow people.
Definitely. My family and theirs have been tied together for well over 100 years. And, you know, I think we can, that's one big thing on my platform. I think I can unite everybody in our district, and we're just going to have a really prosperous future. Our best days are ahead of us, honestly. I think so.
I'm much more optimistic after last week. Even given the news this week, they're gonna pull more stunts, but we've got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Gail Amers, if you can't stand by, we'll come back to you next.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There are more questions than answers that we have here. I will tell you first off, and this is very, very important what I'm about to say here, is that, you know, if you look at what the Democrats are going to run on, what are they going to run on? MAGA Republicans to scare the crap out of you. Democracy in peril. Democracy in peril? The same party that wanted to keep Donald Trump off the ballot in states, the same party that is now just universally willing to bypass and disenfranchise all Democratic primary voters in favor of the elitists in their party, the Washington elites, the Nantucket elitist.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's no other way to put it. Housing markets in 2024 are just plain weird. The persistence of much higher interest rates on conventional fixed mortgages following a long span of years when rates were at rock-bottom lows has produced some down-is-up conundrums that seem at first to defy logic. Conventional wisdom says that higher rates should soften home demand and act to restrain or reverse price growth. The prices have continued to creep upward in many Montana cities, thanks to frozen supply from would-be sellers willing to dump their low-rate mortgages. That's one of many mysteries in today's bottle-up marketplace presents us as we move into the second half of the year. Others are in plain sight as well. The wealth of younger generations of Americans is lower than that of boomers at a similar age, since they're frozen out of buying into real estate markets. The increasing wealth of boomers, thanks to price growth, coupled with the lower mortgage payments that lock them into their current homes, has given them spending power and continues to help the economy overperform. I'm Patrick Barkley.
Brought to you by the Wellness is just a click away now.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
If you want to be president, act presidential. If you want to be president, be presidential. But she can't do it, can she? Just got a breaking news alert here from Fox News. Well, not a breaking news one, but just a Fox News alert here. No to Netanyahu, Kamala Harris, to skip BB's address to Congress. She didn't even show up to greet him when his flight landed. Newt Gingrich says this: Vice President Harris refusing to meet with President Netanyahu is a clear sign of the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist bias which increasingly permeates the Democrat Party. She can't even show up for one of our, for really our strongest ally in the Middle East. our strongest ally in the Middle East, who has been under the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust, I should add. You want to be president? Well, be presidential. Back to Gail Lammers, who is a state lawmaker and then also running for the state Senate this year as well. I missed him in Hardin last week. That's because he was back at the Republican National Convention. But, Gail, thanks again for sticking around. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana? And thanks for calling in.
You bet. Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Aaron. And, yeah, it was just an amazing experience out there. I can't emphasize that enough. There was nothing but a sense of unity, and I really think we've got the tailwinds going with the Republican Party. We're the party of unity. We are the party of togetherness. We want to get everybody in our tent. Let's go, right? Come on, Democrats, whoever. You come on over here. You were talking about Kamala Harris there, and I just don't understand how she can completely, or how the party themselves on the Democrat side can completely circumvent the democratic process. It's just very troubling to me that all of a sudden they can just swap out whoever they'd like. I mean, what are they going to do next? It disenfranchises all these delegates that voted for Joe Biden. It just seems like a real mess to me. And, you know, come on over to the Republican side here. We're not doing that type of stuff. The Republican side is the side you want to be on this time around. We're growing. We've got all kinds of great ideas. And I just think people are seeing that across the country because, let's face it, the Democrat Party's falling apart here. They're just have gone too far to the left.
At every level, too. I mean, locally, the state Montana Democrat Party, they you can't even find how their delegates are voting on their website right now. Like, it's like they're hiding from even telling you what they intend to do when it comes to the presidential race. Well, Gail Lammers, great to catch up with you. Thanks again for calling in. Call in anytime. It's an open invite, not just to you and other legislators, but to all Montanans, frankly, to call in.
Hey, you bet. I appreciate you, Aaron. It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. It is fun. See, that's it. Take it from Gail Lammers. It's fun to call into this show. It's that easy. 406-294-0970. Although, hold your phone calls for right now, and then give us time to get the 9 o'clock hour up and rolling. And phone lines are open for the entire 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. You know, if you go to our Montana Talks website, you'll see a story that I threw together here. FITFO. Figure it the F out. A crazy cool Montana business idea made from ammo cans. You're going to see these ammo cans are going to be airbrushed and more. Very cool story. But here's the deal. If you've got a messed up grill, if you've got some messed up teeth, you can't just airbrush them. You can't just, I'm talking if you've got one tooth, two teeth, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you've got a whole grill of teeth that are giving you problems, or if you've got loose fitting dentures that are giving you problems. Those dentures are so bad, you don't even want to eat a steak when you go out for dinner because you're afraid that they're going to fall out or cause an embarrassing moment. I'll tell you what, if you get Montana dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental, if you get their dental implants, you're going to be confident enough to go out and enjoy a steak dinner with their dental implants because they are that good. They'll give you a good look. They'll give you a good feel. They'll give you the confidence again, the confidence to smile and more. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com for world-class dentistry and implants.